Oh, hello. I didn't see you there.
Well, hello there, and how are you?
I am great, honey. What are we doing?
Well, we're doing our podcast.
Culture Pop?
Where we talk nonstop.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hi.
Hello.
What's going on?
Wow, I don't know. Today on Culture Pop, we're kind of just shooting the shit.
We'll get to a topic eventually, honey. We always do.
Yes.
What has been going on with us lately? I do know how I want to start, though.
Okay.
I saw something cute on the way over here.
What?
It was a couple of kids just like Harry Pottering each other with not the Roman candles. It was the ones where you light the very ends on.
Oh, sparklers?
Yeah, sparklers. They were just
gosh.
It was so funny because while I was walking Katie,
mm-hmm.
I just passed these two like teen looking kids,
mm-hmm.
and they were just like flicking the sparkles at each other.
Oh gosh.
And they were just being like dumb kids, like.
Yeah.
And I thought that was heartwarming. I like seeing kids play with fireworks. It's a pastime that's still popular like all these generations later.
Oh hell yeah!
Because you know it reminds me of that one Simpsons episode where they go to the to Ned's house, or like a beach house, and there was like their version of an Apu was there,
mm-hmm.
and he just had that line as like celebrate your country by blowing a part of it up.
Yes.
What are some of your 4th of July memories?
My 4th of July memories. Oh, that is a question. That was.
Yeah, because you lived on military bases, so I'm guessing they go hog wild.
I mean, I was also a child, so like I didn't really experience a lot of that. And like,
you poor baby.
I know. And also on military bases, there's like maybe like 3-5 kids. No, seriously. But
and
like,
you and your sister, or two of them.
Yeah, me and my sister were two of them. But again, we lived in mostly deserts, and this was like in the 90s, like early, like beginnings of the 2000s when we were in these military bases. So they're probably like more populated now and all that. But when we were there, like there were like I remember, like it was literally just like me, my sister, and then like maybe like 4 other kids.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's. How can I properly, you know, grow up with social cues if like, there's only 3 kids?
I mean, you tell me. Somehow I survived.
Okay.
But what about, well, you know what? I will say every holiday, and I mean, this is like regardless of whether it's the 4th of July or not, every holiday, me and my family, we usually spend the whole day cooking. So we usually just have more food than usual on holidays, and more specifically on the 4th of July, more cooking, like barbecuing stuff. And
you do like barbecuing.
I just love cooking in general. We used to watch Food Channel, like the Food Network and all that growing up. So we always loved cooking things for holidays. Yeah, grilling more specifically, and there was also this little street fair that happens in my neighborhood in San Diego. And we moved to San Diego. Also, a little backstory, we moved to San Diego after my dad retired from the military. So, so in San Diego, there's this little tiny street fair thingy that happens and this little parade. And we like to go do that and then just like barbecue and stuff. It was really cute.
You know, you talk about your dad being in the military, and I keep forgetting that so was mine.
He
was in a different branch of the military. He was Coast Guard.
Yeah, my dad was Army.
Yeah, my dad would tell me stories about how he would be on sea, and at one point, like, he and his crew had to, like, go aboard, like, another ship,
mm-hmm.
because they were suspected of, like, smuggling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then a guy, like, attacked him, and so he had to, like, just wail on his knee with his flashlight, because they had those big, long, like,
metal those ones. Giant ones, yeah.
And I remember my dad telling me a story about how he, at one point, got, like, he was stationed in Japan,
mm-hmm.
for half a second, mm-hmm. just whatever the operation they were on. At some point, they had a dock in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, in, I think, the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad tells me how he went over to a random vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, well, what's this stuff? And someone told him, oh, that's coffee. And he was just confused, like, but it's in a can. Yeah, it's iced coffee. And he was in, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back and just tell, and then he just tells me, but and like tells me how he came back and told his buddies. And like to my mind, it's just like a guy coming down from the mountains of Mount Olympus. And I was like, friends, you'll never guess what I saw. Iced coffee. And they laughed at him and called him a fool.
Oh my gosh.
Because iced coffee only got really, really popular, I think, like mid, like early to mid 2000s in America. Because I remember seeing like stock footage of like old Starbucks commercials that they showed us, and all the drinks were just hot. There was not a single like regular
iced coffee, yeah. Anything
like that.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Oh, also, side note, I've never asked you this, but like, did you ever grow up on like military anything?
Nope.
Like,
when No.
When did your dad retire?
Oh, way before I was born.
Okay, before you were born.
He left before I was born. By the time I was around, he was already fully into being a realtor.
Okay, I see. Okay.
And but before that, he was Coast Guard, and that's how he. Then I think at one point he got stationed in. I think the story goes he got stationed in California, and then decided I'm just gonna live here.
Okay. Interesting, because your dad's from Texas, yeah.
Yep, his family's all Mexico background, but then he was born in Texas, and then Texas, and then he came to California.
Wow.
And then my mom, I think, came over from after college or something like that, something along those lines.
Aww.
And that's and then I happened. Well, first my brother, then me.
Yes. Oh, cute.
Which reminds me, next week is my birthday, so you better get on that shit.
Oh yeah, I have something planned. Totally, no, I do. I do have some things planned.
She's low-key nervous that she's going to, like, ruin everything. I can admit I can be a little picky I wouldn't say I'm hard to please, but I'm very specific.
Yes, you are very specific.
What is that supposed to mean, honey?
It means you're very specific.
Fuck you.
Also, I said that really weird.
Very specific.
It's very specific.
Okay, yeah, she's drunk already.
I've just been drinking tea.
We did just get some free wine. That was cool.
Oh yeah, one of our neighbors. It was really cute.
Yeah, so this is Asian guy who lives across the street, and he just moved in. Oh no, he moved in 6 months ago, and he is just now going around the neighborhood introducing himself to other houses. And when I was walking my dog, I was about to go back inside, and I see him walking from the front door with like wine and chocolates, and I thought to myself, I don't think this guy is like courting our landlady. So I just came up to him and I said, "Hey, wrong house." Like, no, I'm going around. He explained what he was doing. Then we just started to shoot the shit for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he gave us Ferrero Rochers and wine.
Yes.
And we definitely keeping the wine.
Yes.
But we're not keeping the Ferrero Rocher. Sorry, honey. She really wants them.
I really want the Ferrero Rochers.
Why? They're so bad for you. Full of sugar.
That is exactly why I want them.
There's better alternatives. No. I want her to live forever. Is that so much to ask for?
And I just want chocolate.
I want her to live forever, but her response, I just want to live.
That's literally the conversation we have. It's like, hey, honey, can I have this, like, this bacon-wrapped hot dog?
Fuck no. You're not having a bacon-wrapped death dog.
Exactly. And I'm just like, but...
Might as well wrap bacon around your heart.
Our dog would love that.
A bacon... yes, bacon tart.
Like, oh, yes.
I actually like chicken hearts.
I know you do. Oh, remember the one time... What did I make? I made liver
and hearts. I think...
Yeah, that was good. That was actually really good. Okay, the thing, and I didn't just randomly make, like, I made it because I had, it was, like, chicken liver on, like, mashed potatoes, and it was so good. I had it at this, like, Greek restaurant that I went to with my family, but I had it randomly, and I was just like, this is so good, let me reverse.
How do you randomly have it? Did you just...
No, literally, I saw it on the menu. I was like, I'm going to try this. I don't know. I feel like that's how I do a lot of things. Like, I'm going to try this thing. And then it's just like, okay.
And that's how she ended up with me.
Yeah, actually, I kind of. No, I mean, like, no, it was more like, oh, this guy's really cool. I like we like a lot of the same things. And he seems really cool.
But enough about me. Talk more about potatoes.
But potatoes. So I was just like, okay, so it tastes like there's some red wine, there's some onions, it's on a bed of mashed potatoes, and it's liver, so I'll do it. So, I got chicken hearts and chicken livers, and I got a bunch of onions, red wine, of course, and then I just, like, seasoned it the way that it kind of tasted, and it was actually really good. I remember that was really good, and I made the mashed potatoes from scratch as well. It was delicious.
What's your favorite potato dish?
My favorite potato dish?
Yes, because mine, if I had to pick one, I think it's potato skins. Those are so good.
Hash browns.
Hash browns. Ah, some hashed browns.
I fucking love hash browns.
She likes to make her own hash browns. Like, she won't buy the pre-made ones as often as you know. She likes getting her potatoes and getting her own hash browning thingy, and then some browns.
It is good. I haven't done it in a while, but that's also because we don't have like a full kitchen. But anyways, there's a lot of things I just don't make anymore because we don't have a full kitchen.
We will soon, honey. Don't worry.
We will. I'm so, like, if you can't tell, and I mean, I feel like especially in this episode specifically, like, cooking is like a big part of it's a thing that I love to do.
I feel like more and more, I feel like there was once in time, I feel like more and more it's getting more normal for like people to like be more adept at cooking than
the last 5 years.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I feel like it's getting more and more to the point where like you need to have at least know how to make like 3 or 4 dishes like pretty good.
Right. No, that's true. Because
like this morning I made the perfect steak, and I felt proud of myself.
Yeah. See, and I feel like for us cooking, I mean, especially now that we're living together, I feel like us just like cooking has become like it's easier to do healthy stuff or healthier stuff when you cook by hand. And I don't know, it just, there's just like this sense of accomplishment and all that stuff when you like do a thing. I like it.
She likes her small victories.
That's funny because I have a cookbook called Small Victories.
Are you serious?
Literally, I'm staring at it right now.
Like, okay.
But it's the basics on cooking.
It's more, then it would be when you break it down, like cooking is basically just magic.
It's not just magic. Magic cooking and alchemy. Cooking is science. It's science. Yeah. Cooking is science. I mean, I like to just like wing it like I do with everything in life, but
maybe you shouldn't just wing it with cooking, honey.
No,
because I mean, my chicken to be like,
no. But when I say wing it, like I feel like I've cooked enough to know like some of the basics, like the bare minimum basics. Like, so I know not to put certain things on chicken, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Yeah. So like, I'm never gonna cook a chicken in a watermelon type of thing. Which was a thing, actually.
Say it one more time.
Cooking a chicken in a watermelon.
Cooking a chicken in a watermelon.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure someone could make it work.
Someone
I bet Gordon Ramsay could do it.
Gordon Ramsay would not do that. No. I don't think he would even dare to do that. But anyways, as I was saying, yeah, no. I feel like the flavor profiles of things. I feel like I'm pretty good. And like when I say I'm pretty good, I feel like I have like my basic like 5 spices that I put into everything, and it all turns out well. And I'm better at cooking than I am at baking.
Okay. No, I don't think I've ever seen you baked.
No, I don't really bake, but like, I kind of made this bread thing, kind of, but it was a focaccia.
Which we also just had.
We also just had a focaccia, but no, it was like one of those things, only like without yeast, and it was like super dense because I didn't, you know, there wasn't really a rising agent in it. It was just like, it was literally, if anything, it was probably closer to hardtack than it was a focaccia. Which, by the way, if you don't know what hardtack is, it's what sailors eat. I know, I don't. Yeah, it's what sailors eat. It was literally just like flour, water, and salt. And when you bake it, it's just like this really dense thing that's like thicker than a cracker.
I can't wanna try that.
Hardtack, it's the most plain thing. I feel like that's what saltines were based off of.
One of my one thing about bread that kind of blew my mind was there was a show called it's called QI.
Mm-hmm.
It's a BBC show about it's basically just a quiz show where you learn stuff and through fun games.
Mm-hmm.
It's very British. But one thing I remember learning on that show was one of the questions was like, oh, when was ciabatta bread invented? Ciabatta bread, it was invented in like 1987.
1987?
Yeah, it's actually...
Oh, yeah. Ciabatta's not that old. Ciabatta, yeah.
Ciabatta bread is actually just, like, very recent.
Yeah.
And yet it's world famous now.
Yes.
So there are people living within, like, 100 feet of me who are, like, older than ciabatta bread.
I'm not the biggest fan of ciabatta.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Yeah, so that's what she calls my butt.
I do. Okay, I have this thing. I feel like guys have square butts. Someone...
Look at guy ass and compare it to woman ass.
Everyone.
Now, stop what you're doing. Google look image. At the closest man. Google image guy ass.
No.
just pop in your Blu-ray of Days of Future Past and see some Hugh Jackman butt.
Oh, you know what? Actually, there are some guys that do have like rounder butts. But anyways.
Yeah, like Tom Holland.
I have not looked at Tom Holland's butt.
Are no, you there's a famous. No, there's this famous picture of Tom Holland. It's a picture of Tom Holland in a Spider-Man suit, and it's behind him. Yeah. And then they compare it to a picture of Brie Larson in her Captain Marvel uniform. Oh, and she has like a flat ass compared to him.
Oh.
And then the response to that was Thanos going perfectly balanced as all things should be.
Oh my god. I think it's because he does like dance stuff. You have a little like, you know, if you're doing stuff like that all the time.
The way she's like talking about Tom Holland, her eyes are like shining right now, and like she's just like perking. Look at her. Look at her. She's like smiling. She leaves Tom Holland. After she thought Andrew Garfield is too preppy and cute and pretty looking. She thought Tobey Maguire is too dorky looking. But Tom Holland,
he literally looked like a 30-year-old trying to play an 18-year-old. And I was just like, no, I'm not buying this for a second. But no, I feel like Tom Holland definitely is the best Spider-Man that we've had.
It really is a good time to be a Spider-Man fan right now. We have the Tom Holland Spider-Man, we have the Into the Spider-Verse, and we still have that great PS4 video game that even I played, and it was really good.
Oh yeah, I remember you playing that. Oh, I was also gonna say, just really random, yesterday was the 4th of July.
Yes, it was.
At work, they played Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse just like on the TVs while we were working.
Badass.
It was.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yes. Yes. It was really cute.
Yeah. And apparently they're making a Gwenpool movie. Spider-Gwen movie.
Oh my goodness. They should make a Spider-Ham short.
Shorts?
Yes.
You mean the beginning of all the movies?
Yeah, like a Spider-Ham short and Noir Spider-Man short.
Oh man, I'm so. Nick Cage was perfect for that role.
Almost. I think.
Because he's just doing his Nick Cage voice.
That's true. I don't know. I don't have that much of an opinion on it, but it was like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I showed her. Okay, I love Nicolas Cage.
And I love him too. Yeah.
I love the National Treasure movies. I love them both. Okay, so I'm actually. Okay, so
you're
backstory.
Like one
a
out
little...
of like the 10 people in this whole
Shut the time. Fuck. Okay.
No.
Just a little backstory about myself. I'm actually kind of a. I'm sort of an American history nerd.
Sort of, you are.
Sort of, but I'm really a president history nerd.
Yeah.
Like, I find it all really interesting because. With every presidency, it's like if you're lucky, you'll define your own presidency, and if you're not lucky, your presidency will be defined by trying to undo what the previous guy did. I think it's very interesting, and my fiance loves reminding me how incredibly white that is, but I digress. and just recently, someone else said that. Okay, and then at work, there's a guy called Robert Nixon, and I just told him, oh wow, it's so cool you have a presidential last name. He's all like, yeah, but it had to be Nixon. And it's like, yeah, well, I still, he's done some good things. You know, I told him I'm a presidential history buff fan, nerd, basically. And he was just like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, also, he's black, so.
Yep.
But no, but yeah, National Treasure. I showed you that, and you loved it.
Oh no, I watched it before. I watched it when it first came out. It's always been a fun thing. I've always liked. But I will say the character archetypes are really weird now.
Very early 2000s.
They're very early 2000s. Like, it does not work now.
Sean Bean, no.
I was like, why is he here? It was like so weird. It's so weird what we thought was. Also, I didn't remember how old Nicolas Cage looked compared to the other two.
Yeah, he looks like he could almost be like
their uncle,
right?
Like their uncle.
The younger uncle.
Yeah, I mean, still their uncle though. No, like an older, like you're just like, oh my gosh.
But see, yeah. National Treasure was all about like, you know, going to finding a clue to get to the next clue to get to the next clue to get the treasure, and all these puzzles and ancient history, and I find all of that just like. He's like, yeah, keep talking. This is great.
It is cool.
And This is gonna be weird, but one of my favorite shows of all time is a show called Treasure Hunters, which, barring of that very generic name, Treasure Hunters was an NBC show that only lasted one season, uh-huh. and it was basically the greatest race. It's basically that, but instead of just timed races, it's like you have to solve puzzles. Mm-hmm. It's like every episode was either an escape the room puzzle or like a solve this kind of puzzle.
Yeah.
But it was really legit because...
It was.
You also
had to find, what is it, like artifacts.
Yeah, so the Treasure Hunters, yeah, so you had like 12 teams of three.
Yes.
Each team was themed, like the nerds, the jocks, the religious family, but so forth and so on. And each one... You start off the episode with like a clue to get to somewhere, and then you mm-hmm. have to find the next clue, and then solve that puzzle and that clue to get to the next one. And then whoever was the last one to solve it, get booted out, and then by the end, whoever won gets like the big treasure. And yeah. it was all American history themed, so you would yep. presumably learn things.
Presume
it could have all been fake. I don't know, but some of it was cool. Like, oh, we got to find a next clue, and then someone just like, okay, I see these mirrors, what do we do? And then someone breathes on the mirrors and you see like an outline, and then yeah. That's the clue. And it was just really cool.
I will say, I see why it was only one season, because it was the most expensive fucking thing, because they were going like underground into like
in Italy.
Not just in Italy, but they were just like going underground. They were like flying places. They were like using boats to get to places. They were literally taking trains and planes and cars all around the literal actual world. Like, they went from the U.S. to France, and then from France, I think they was that the only other place they
I
went
thought it
to?
Was Italy. No, I guess not. Maybe
it might have been Italy, but anyways, the point is
no, it was just France, I think.
Yeah, because they went from the U.S. and they were like running around the U.S. like going underground and doing all this stuff, and then they went to France and they had to literally take planes and then cars and all this other stuff in France. I was just like, okay, I see why this was only one season, because this is like the most expensive looking freaking thing. And then they also had to make all the obstacle courses, and they had to give them all their phones and the computers to like find all this stuff. It was like, it looked like a lot, even for that time, because that was made in the 90s, yeah?
No, wait. No, early 2000s. Okay. 2002, 2003, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny. It was just like, and now you can look at your, what is it? It's like the
your
only
laptop that you bring with you, and it's like huge.
And it's, yeah, and it was just like brought to you by Bing. And it was like,
it was
oh
Verizon.
My God.
I'm pretty sure it was Verizon.
No. It was one of the ones that doesn't exist anymore. It was like Ask Jeeves or something was the only
search engine.
It
was pretty dated.
It was.
And I remember, each team was themed. So we had like the college kids, we had the geniuses, we had
geniuses.
Yeah, one team that were in the Navy, a Navy family.
Oh, yeah.
Religious family, the hillbilly family. And I remember there was this religious family called the Fogles, and they got booted off in a church.
Yeah,
the final challenge was at a church, and they lost. So I was like, well, and the dad was all like, I find it kind of poetic that we lost in this church. Like, go with Fogles, we went far, but you know, we had fun.
Funny.
And the dad, the Fogle dad, he's the one who uploaded all those videos on YouTube. Because you can't find the show anywhere because no one cares about it anymore. But the whole entire season's on YouTube. And in pretty good condition, because
yeah.
obviously it was caught off of VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at it's still going. And I remember looking at who uploaded this. Was it NBC? No, it was the picture of the dad and his name Fogle. It's like, that's just him.
Yeah.
He just released it. Okay.
So funny.
His family probably recorded the whole thing, or he recorded the whole thing when he came back to the States, and then he just, I'll put it on YouTube. Why not?
That's so funny. It's, oh my gosh, that was a show. Also, this is why I don't watch game shows, because I was so intensely just like,
she got into it.
Yes.
It's like, go. It's like, no, over there.
It's like, fuck them.
One in particular I'll never forget was to go to this one area where they had to find a note, and there was this wall, and the note was behind like a loose brick. But I remember the very first time we see this area, the teams are running around, and you just go check for a brick. check for a loose brick. I remember, I just thought to myself, like, how did she know? And they kept going past it, and they're like, check the brick. And then someone checks it, and she goes, like, yes, I told you. The second group of five teams come in. They're running around.
Check the brick.
And at one point, someone, like, tries to bring one open, and he can't, so he just gives up. And then, because he wasn't pulling hard enough, and you were just freaking out, like, no.
Oh, my God. I think that's also just because I've seen you play so many games. I've just watched so many playthroughs of games. I've seen so many movies. I'm literally sitting here just like, it's in a brick.
My other favorite freakout was when there was one episode where they had to go to a museum, and you, I don't forget this, same thing, you went like, check behind the picture, and then like 5 minutes pass and someone actually tries that and it works, and you're like, I knew it,
because it's so frustrating.
And then later on, someone else went, I'll never forget this, one of the one of the airline people, no, one of the Navy people, yeah, goes to open the picture, he puts his hand on, he's about to open it, and then someone behind him goes, hey Jeff, turns around, yeah, and walks away. And you're just like, no, go back.
Jeff, no. It's so funny, but oh my gosh, those things.
I like the Boston brothers who were like always fighting with each other, and they almost fist fought.
Like, hey, we're fighting here. It's like, what? And also, it's so interesting, these game shows, because you can tell, like, when they were doing casting, like,
yeah,
they were looking for the most ridiculous people, like the people that would be like that fit like a stereotype.
Yeah, the fat black family, the hillbillies.
Yes. Okay. And of course, they had to have the black family. They had to have the hillbilly family.
And they were rivals that went for like one episode.
Of course, they were rivals, and then they had the military people, and then the religious people. Yeah.
And the Vogels.
Oh, fuck the geniuses. I love
the geniuses. They were just three like college nerds. who are called the geniuses because they're like PhDs.
They were just so annoying. They were just really, okay.
One was very Weasley.
they were all just so annoying. Like, they were like the bad type of nerds. Like, they were the ones that think that they're smarter than everyone else. And they got last almost every freaking challenge.
Should we spoil who wins?
Yeah, they do. And I was so upset.
I was cheering for them for the longest time.
You were just like,
when I first watched that, I forget. I don't remember when I first watched that with my dad way back when. I don't remember if I was cheering for them first, but like at least halfway through, I was like, Genius is all the way, go go go.
Oh my gosh, they were so annoying, but they were also, it was just,
and then they had the supermodel ladies. They lasted like halfway through, or like over halfway through.
I remember
they got eliminated in France.
Yeah,
they just couldn't solve the puzzle.
Some of the episodes
are like neck and neck, like who's gonna win, like who's gonna be.
When they were like digging for a long time?
There was one where the little challenge was just start digging. What? Yeah, like the clue to get to the next place, it's underground in this plot of land. What do we do? Start digging. No loose brick.
Oh,
no, like,
my gosh,
on the window to see. It was like, it was just get to digging, boy.
I know, and it just. And I remember watching the supermodels because they were digging for so long. They were so upset,
and like, didn't they?
They
get,
were
like,
they were about to cry.
And didn't they get the dad from the Rogers family to help them at some point? Because
yes, like some other people started to help them because they were just like, these tiny sticks are not going to dig.
Meanwhile, the Navy guys just like come in, up, 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 up.
Exactly, the military guys are like, up, 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 up. And they're like, yeah, and they get it, and they just leave. But it was just like, it was just so ridiculous. I was just like, who, what? Like, what devil made this fucking game?
There was, like, one way to go through a swamp, and it was the same swamp that, like, slaves went through, so at the end, you had to go to this, like, hut and, like, get the symbols from, like, old tapestries.
Oh, my gosh. I
think we would have done well in those things, because there were times where we both, like, wait, do this, and we were right. Yeah. And I did watch it before, but I have forgotten a lot of the puzzle solutions.
But you know what? What else I will say? I feel like it's easier to be like, oh, do that, because like we're watching from the outside. Like, I feel like in the moment, like when you don't know where you're going next or what you're going to be looking for, it's probably going to be a little bit, well, probably a lot different.
And I don't do well under pressure. So
I know you'd be freaking out, and then I'd freak out because you'd freaking out, and then I'd just be like, okay, we're gonna fucking do this.
If we If that show was made today, one of the teams would be the millennials, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
And one might be the boomers.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They're old.
Yeah, of course. They're going to have the boomers. They're going to have the millennials. What other teams would they have?
Also, one thing I liked about this show was there's like, I think there's like 12 teams. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, there's the six, there's like six groups of two. There was two groups, mm-hmm. like group A, group B. So six teams in one, six teams in the other. And they're on opposite ends of like the country. And then they both meet up. And that's how the second episode starts. Second episode starts with them all meeting each other, and they're all just like, "Oh wow, there's actually way more teams than I thought there was." Oh, mm-hmm. And all of them are just like, "Our chances of winning just went down by a lot."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first people who eliminated were the young professionals, which sucked because they were the ones who were like all like people of color.
I know.
So it was like all whites, and then like the three fat black guys.
That's true. But I also was going to say, also with the young professionals, I feel like their whole thing was a little bit vague anyways.
Yeah, and then they got... And what's funny was, they got eliminated because they listened to the geniuses and went to the wrong location. So they were dead last. Yes. And they went to the right location. The young geniuses just figured it out first. and then basically...
Fuck the geniuses.
Basically, the young professionals might have made it to the second episode, but they
didn't listen to the geniuses.
Yeah. The geniuses did come in last a lot, but then towards the end, they were also kind of like writing... Once it was like three or four teams, they were doing pretty good.
You know why else?
Why?
Because remember, they started to team up with other teams.
They were sneaky. That's what I love about them.
I fucking hated them.
Like every episode.
So much.
Every episode, they were just
dumb as shit, but they were just writing off of, oh my God.
Every episode, like that one Weasley guy would like go up to their place and be like, "Hey, guys, want to team up?" And then the other team would be all like, "Actually, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, it's, oh my gosh.
And sometimes it'd be like, 81 team up. They'd be like, "Oh, I don't know." I was like, "Yeah, but the Navy guys, okay, let's do it."
No, I hated them.
Because everyone was intimidated by the Navy guys.
Yeah,
so.
And then they would, like, with, like when other people would ask them for help, they would withhold information, and they'd be like, well, I don't know, we're just going this way.
They're all kind of, like, wannabe little fingers.
Oh, fucking hate them.
Which is why I love them, though. It's like, these guys are so weaselly, I love it.
Oh, my God.
Don't act like they weren't the only alliances. There are other people, too.
No, they weren't the only alliances. But, like, that's the other thing. Because I feel like I hated them more because they made this big deal about being like, oh, we're the smartest ones. We're obviously the smartest ones. Everyone else is dumb here. We play enough games. We do enough stuff. Like, we can figure anything out. They call themselves the geniuses, but they were dumb as shit.
I'm pretty sure the CEOs gave them that.
Well, yeah, but, like... But still, like, they were still just dumb as shit. And, like, they only got by because they rode on the coattails of the people that they said weren't as smart as them. That's why I hated them.
I like those the three brothers who were, like, from, like, I think New Jersey. No, from Chicago or something. Like, hey.
Oh, yeah, those guys. I actually really liked those guys.
They were, like, their whole thing was they were kind of blockheads. They even admitted themselves. Yeah, in interviews, they would be like, you know, we ain't so smart as the geniuses. But we can bite.
But we get things done.
Yeah.
Put our heads together and we get it done.
A bunch of mooks.
It was just
three like bouncers.
Yeah, no, seriously, they really were just like three bouncers.
Okay, so if we had to do that, okay, if we're CEOs of NBC and we're doing a season two, what are some teams? Teams now that would make sense. Obviously, the millennials.
Yeah, of course, the millennials, the boomers.
Would there be boomers? Like, would it be that on the nose? Because we have that millennials, but would we really have, like, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Well, aren't they too old?
No.
Okay.
They'd be like, what's the generation after the boomers?
X? Generation X?
Maybe X.
Ooh, I like that. So yeah. Generation X, and then there's the millennials. I like that better than boomers.
Yeah. Let's see. So we have Generation X, we have... millennials. I would want to say, well, probably just to have like
we need some people of color, obviously.
Yeah, probably like okay, wait, I think sorority girls and sorority girls. Frat boys. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I mean, to get that audience and all that. All
right, so how about the Ivy Leaguers?
Ivy Leaguers,
like they're called.
Oh, you mean like okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we have to do that. Let's see. The Dropouts?
Honey, that's not nice.
I mean, it's not nice, but, like, you get the gist of what I'm trying to... Their name literally wouldn't be The Dropouts. Someone please tell me what, like, what the name for that would be.
You know
be.
What? You know, I would love to have.
What?
Like, former wrestlers.
And we are back. Yeah, you're good. Anyways.
Call the Ghostbusters.
We're going to go eat food now.
Salads and burritos.
Yeah. Thank you to whoever's listening for listening to me and my fiance ramble.
We love you as much as we love ourselves.
You're not wrong. Have a good night.
We love you.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye. Have a good afternoon. Goodbye.
Wait, Katie, any last words? Good job.
That was Katie for goodbye.
That was a great episode, huh?
That was great. One of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. So, well, if you like this episode, be sure to check out some of our other episodes we have. And well, if you like those too, then we hope to see you in the future.
Yeah. And if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, shoot us an email at the email in our show notes below.
And if you can't contact us through our email address, just stick your head out the window and shout. I'm sure, you know, we'll hear you.
Exactly. And don't forget to rate and subscribe. And as always,
stay frosty.